Time now for your comments. Some rotten tomatoes came our way in response to my stories questioning whether William Shakespeare was in fact the author of the plays that bear his name. What is this world coming to questioning the authenticity of Shakespeare? Asked Simone Hornus of Tucson. I say allow him to be or not to be. MP Madden of LaGrange, Illinois asked, what's next, a series in favor of the Flat Earth Society?
Yeah, just taking a note for the next series. We'll see if we can work on that. However, listener Linda Tile of Howell, Michigan wrote, study of the authorship question brings a depth and richness to the work that I never would have discovered otherwise.
We heard from physicians about our story on Germany's healthcare system. Our correspondent said he was impressed by German doctors who took late-night phone calls to discuss whether they should make a house call to treat the flu.
No less than the board chair of the American Medical Association, Dr. Joseph Heyman, wrote to say he is, quote, disappointed that NPR implied American physicians are less committed. He writes, thousands of physicians nationwide take calls from patients at all hours of the day and night, often putting patient needs ahead of everything else.
Last week, a Cornell economist told us why people spend more when they pay with a credit card instead of cash. One solution we heard? Cut up your credit cards. Another comes from listener Janet Nesselrode of Pensacola, Florida.
I've kept a credit card in my freezer since I was in graduate school. It's frozen in a block of ice, so it would take some real effort to use it.
If you do make that effort and get the plastic out of the ice block, you could spring for a Kindle, the device from Amazon that can wirelessly download books to a screen. The director of product management, Jay Marine, told Lynn Neary about that product.
We knew people were going to throw it in their bag, they're going to drop it, they're going to take it to the beach. It has to work where you want to read. You know, we haven't solved the problem of being underwater and reading with it, but we're going to work on that one.
No thanks, writes Mary Tyrrell of Hamden, Connecticut.
Call me a Luddite, but I just love the look and feel of a real book. Enjoy the feel of the paper, the whiteness of the ivory on the page, and the art of the type on the page. The rest of you can go blind staring at the dull, boring electronic page. Well, I'll be delighting in ink on paper.
We, of course, would like to hear from you, although the best way to reach us is electronically. You can go to npr.org and click Contact Us.